This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's not very good.
What a loser.
Hella suck.
What a loser.
What is it about Jake Oettinger and Finnish hockey players that Winnipeg just can't handle?
It's a good question. That's a good question. ESPN with the call. Steve Levy. Much better job than game one with Booch. And we like Booch.
Yeah.
But this, yeah, there was energy last night. There was energy.
There's juice.
There's juice. The Stars 3-1 winners. Granlund, the hat trick, 3-1. They beat Winnipeg. They take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Hellebuck has lost 8 straight playoff road games now. 8 straight.
He's not very good in the playoffs. He's not
very
good.
He's a loser. He is a loser.
I really am trying to think of just what's the... and by the way, for those of you who are listening, yeah, Sean has another week of paternity. He just found it yesterday.
He did. He found
he's
it
taking
yesterday.
Taking it midweek?
Yeah, he found it yesterday.
Midweek paternity leave, baby. He's sick.
Yes.
You can hear it. You can hear it in his voice. I noticed it on Monday. We were doing... I can't remember what segment it was, but all of a sudden, it looked like he was like sweating under his eyes. No, those were tears. It was just tears.
Oh, dude. So I made a... critical, I say it's an error. There's nothing I could do. So last night, I'm watching the Stars game. They win. I'm excited. I'm trying to wind down. I'm trying to fall asleep. It's 12:15, and I still have not fallen asleep.
Why?
Because I was keeping myself up, coughing and rubbing my eyes because of the allergies. So I had to make the very difficult decision at 12:15 in the morning. Because I knew it was going to kick my ass now. I was going to give me sleep. And so it was like the decision of, do you want sleep? Do you want some rest before you go into work? Or do you want to just be up? So I made the critical decision, Chop, at 12:15 to take Benadryl. So I had to wake up out of a 4.5 hour Benadryl sleep this morning. And so, but it made my eyes stop itching. It made me stop coughing. And I was able to get some sleep. But yeah, Sean's out. He got a little too wild last night celebrating the Stars' victory.
He does not get to relish in the downfall of Connor Hellebuyck like I will be able to do, like you'll be able to do, like Peyton and Aiden will be able to do today. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. But, you know, there was two real stories in this one. I guess three. One, Granlund. Two, Otter. Three, Connor.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
honestly, Miro's return.
Yeah, Otter might be one for me. And Granlund was great. I'm not trying to say anything.
Hard to say when a guy has a hat trick that he's not one.
Otter was so good. Otter was how many second chance shot opportunities did it seem like Winnipeg got last night? Like how many rebound opportunities were there? I don't know that I remember one.
Well, there were a couple, but they were ones that were like bouncy, you know. They couldn't get their sticks like on them. So they're a little bouncy.
No, like, legitimate, like,
but no
panic scoring attempts there.
They had a lot. Like, Winnipeg, I bet you, what did Money Puck say?
Let's look it up.
Because Winnipeg did really...
Oh, I think Winnipeg played. That's why I think Otter was so great. Yeah,
Winnipeg, you can make the case that Winnipeg was the better, overall team last night in spurts of the game, especially that second period. But
I do think that what Otter did was smother any opportunity for Winnipeg to take advantage of those opportunities. He was absolutely fantastic. Money Puck says 56% Winnipeg, which sounds right, honest. Winnipeg looked like the better team last night. I mean,
they had a 3-on-1. The one was Miro, though, and that's why they didn't have it. But then it was almost a 4-on-1, really. And then they had a complete free path to the net, and Otter stopped them. So you're right. I mean, it was a fantastic night from Jake Oettinger. Granlund had himself a super night as well. Miro skates almost 15 minutes. He was fantastic. It was good to see. It was great to see him back on the ice.
Yeah.
That was really good to see him.
And I mean, just the things are starting to fall in place. This is very much starting to feel like that Rangers run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not quite, because the Rangers just went. They didn't lose a game on the road.
Right. But the Rangers like sputtered down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got really, they were healthy. And they got the bats going in October. And the Stars here really, they sputtered at times down the stretch. I mean, there was that, they had a chance going into the final Winnipeg game with a couple games to go. The game before that was Anaheim. They blew it. They just blew the chance to keep pace with the Jets. And they could have had home ice advantage if they had kind of not fallen all over themselves at the end. And now we're sitting in a spot where we're up 3-1. Hellebuck doesn't win games on the road. Winnipeg's top line, you can't even see. You don't even know where they are anymore. They're gone. They're disappeared. AWOL.
Can't keep up with what Dallas' top line has been doing at all. So what is even close to this comparable in terms of just, and I know we've made jokes about it before, but like dead serious now, what are we looking at in terms of just regular season play to playoff play, just historic consistent drop off? Like with what exists with Hellebuck.
An individual?
The one that immediately came to mind at the start of the postseason for me, but now I think it's even more aggressive, it was David Price. You remember David Price was just, he was awful almost. Like just a different pitcher as soon as the postseason.
There's a lot of guys. Kershaw's been like that. Judge has been like that.
But to this extent, I mean, you're talking about in the postseason so far, Hellebuck has more games where he's given up 5 goals than he did during the entire regular season.
Yeah. It's high. For whatever reason, he does not come to play.
Well, it's the, do you elevate your play or do you, like, I think we've talked about this before.
And also other teams elevate their play. And, during like a hot goalie or a goalie that is like a really good one can mask a lot of deficiencies at your team during the regular season that just don't show up in the postseason.
I'll tell you one thing. The Team USA starter better be Jake Oettinger.
It won't be.
It better be, though.
It won't be. I mean, he wasn't in the Four Nations.
Better be. Things have changed. RJ Choppy. They've gone against each other, and Jake Oettinger's better.
They don't do that. They won't do that.
They will.
There's zero chance. Now, Hellebuck.
Did you hear the chants last night, or did you miss those?
I heard the chants.
Okay, well, yes, then I think you've missed the news that Otter's better.
Look, he's been so much better in this series because, Connor is a loser.
Connor's a sieve, as we said.
He's a loser.
In the hit him up. No, honestly, it's just Otter's been, this so far to me has been this, I mean, obviously, like I said last night, Granlund was great, but I mean, you're talking about this has been Mikko and Otter in a lot of ways, this reversal of fortunes. But now getting Robo back recently, getting Miro back last night, it really feels like things are coming together for them.
Yep, they are. And now, it's about wrapping it up. Not messing around, wrapping it up in Winnipeg. The next chance they get in Game 5. Also, getting ready for the rematch. With Edmonton, who's also got a commanding 3-1 lead.
I've already got so many diss tracks written. Oh, yeah? I'll have one for each game.
Better be nice.
Oh, nope. We're talking.
Yeah, why would you want it to be nice?
What song?
I know where his mind's going.
What song do you think I should do, Chop? Chop, what song should I do for Edmonton?
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, don't do La Bamba because I got people in trouble last time.
Peyton, goodness. No, this will be a good chance to exercise demons, though. Mm. It's a good opportunity to...
What song would you do?
I don't know. No. And here's the problem. I ran into this with Winnipeg. I don't know anything about Winnipeg, like the city. So when we do dark roast and different things like that, I a lot of times will go, oh, I'm going to pinpoint the city. So I just had to go very broad, and I was like, we're going after Canada as a whole. So I have emptied the Canada clip in a lot of ways. Right. And so now Edmonton, it's like, crap, I'm going to have to actually research their province or what are those things called?
It's a province, yep.
Province.
It's in Alberta.
I'm going to have to actually like research
stuff. I've been to Alberta. Alberta's great.
I'm going to have to research stuff actually relevant to that. But this is a good opportunity, just like last year, how you got the opportunity in the first round. All right, exercise some demons against Vegas. Now you get an opportunity to exercise some demons potentially against Edmonton. I don't want to look too far ahead. Still got to finish this one out.
No, it's over.
We
can look ahead.
I got Hellebuck's
such a loser. We could look right ahead.
Do you know of a group of fans that get more uneasy with just saying it's over than hockey fans? I feel like hockey fans, if you say it's done, they'll get worked up pretty quick.
Yeah, they do. Hockey and then
they want to blame you if it goes the other way. They will blame you.
Hockey won, then baseball. That's your superstition. Now baseball players are very superstitious, but the fans don't get into the same stuff. Although they will on no hitters, but. Yes, there is no doubt the hockey fan will come at you if you say it's over. Speaking of baseball, a very, very strong night from Josh Jung and Jack Leiter on the mound.
0-1 the count. And here's the pitch, and there's a long drive to left field. Back goes Beck to the track, at the wall. That ball is history. The second home run of the game for Josh Jung. He gives the Rangers more breathing room. It is 4-1 Texas in the eighth.
Eric Nadell with the call. The game you heard right here. Josh Jung with his third homer in three games. He had two last night. So he had one against Detroit and then nothing two nights ago. And then obviously the two yesterday. One early on. Five pitches in. The Rangers were up 3-1. Five pitches in.
Yeah,
and then he had one later in the game, a little tack-on run.
Yeah, give you the insurance, we'll take it. But, I mean, this was, seeing the breakout of Josh Jung recently has been really great. But also, I mean, the big thing here for me was just he didn't look super dominant or anything else. But Jack Leiter, I need you to just settle down. Do a little bit of what you did last night. That's all I need from you. You can give me that as the fifth starter, especially if Patrick Corbin's going to keep throwing 3 ERA ball. Then I can live with that.
Dude, Colorado is so bad.
Yeah, they're really... That's why I said, you need to sweep them.
So bad.
They might lose 100 games by Labor Day.
Oh.
I mean, they're already at 35.
Peyton, I think that's already set in stone.
Oh, really?
Like, 100 games... But after Labor Day, you only got about 30 games left. They're going to win 100 games. They're going to lose 125 games this year. Jeez.
That's one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Their ninth inning was one of the most embarrassing ninth innings I've ever seen from a Major League Baseball team. They had two guys on, and then they looked at
two guys
called strikes in a row. Just bam, bam, bam. Like, it was one of the most embarrassing Major League string of at-bats I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it looks like a Bad News Bears team.
It really does.
They are not good.
It really does. I feel bad for a couple of the guys that are halfway. Like, Goodman is a halfway decent player. You know, Freeland didn't really pitch all that bad after the first inning. I mean, he stabilized and saved the bullpen, but they're awful. And you're right. I mean, I never say you got to sweep anybody in baseball. It's so weird, but they now that you've won the first two, it's like, all right, boy, you do not want to leave with a sour taste in your mouth.
By the way, I got Brett Boone at 920 today. Do you know what the Josh Jung numbers are under Brett Boone?
Well, his OPS is over 800 now.
Yeah, 310 batting average, 333 on-base percentage. Yeah, let's preach a little more patience, Booney. Let's get him walk a little more. But the OPS, 1092. So you're actually starting to see him hit the ball pretty consistently. I think you have seen what you've seen from, and obviously we're kind of joking. I don't know that the Brett Boone era.
Yes, it is.
We're gonna give him credit for it.
Yes, it has.
But he's obviously still stepping in and figuring out, all right, what do I want to do with these guys and different things like that. But I will say, over the last week, the shift that you've seen in Josh Jung and the way that he's hitting the baseball, and then Jock Peterson, who came in last night and pitched. Peterson's the one who's just been smoking the ball over the last week or so. Those are encouraging signs. And yeah, you pick up four in a row. I think, let me look at the standings real quick just to double check, because I think last night, the Twins had the night off. But if not for the Twins having the night off, you would have the longest winning streak in the American League
right
now. Look
at that. Look at that. Yeah, the thing with Jung is that, you know, when he's shooting the gap in right center, when he's going the other way, that looks to me when he's at his best. And that's, you know, the first home run last night went the other way. So Rangers get the 4-1 victory. Stars get the 3-1 victory. It is Sean and RJ here on 105 through the Fan. Like Bobby said, Brett Boone, 9:20 today. Seth Greenberg talk about Cooper Flagg coming up at 8 o'clock. We will get into Cooper Flagg next. I had a trade idea sent to me, but no, there's reports, and that's not going to happen, and that's great news. We have the latest on the Flagg to the Mavs next on the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. It is, I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. Sean is out today. He is sick. But despite the Stars and the Rangers both winning, the whole thing yesterday, all leading up to that game, it was nothing still but about Cooper Flagg. The entire day leading up to those games was nothing but Cooper Flagg stuff.
Hashtag captured the flag.
Hashtag captured the flag. Mad props to the Tolos for sending me all kinds of trade ideas, even though I ain't about that life. Not with Cooper Flagg.
I'm a little bit about that life if it's Giannis.
All right, so I'm gonna kick these three at you that were sent to me.
Okay.
By different people.
Like, these work in the trade machine, we're certain.
I don't even know how to use that thing. I tried to use it yesterday.
What?
And there's no continue button.
What do you mean there's no continue
button? You put their names in, and then it kicks out what? I need a continue button to say, yes, it works, or no, it doesn't.
Oh, no, yeah, you do. You hit submit trade, and then
I didn't see a submit trade
button.
I'll
show you during the break.
All right. So the Mavs trade the pick number one to San Antonio for picks 2 and 14 this year, plus 2 future ones and a future pick swap.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know that San Antonio would jump on that.
Well, I don't know that they would either, but would, you know.
I would take it, yeah.
That's 4 firsts and a pick swap.
Yeah, I need capital.
Okay.
Yeah, you've screwed my team, Nico Harrison. I need capital.
All right, so that's number one. Number two is the number one pick, Gafford and PJ for Giannis.
Okay, I don't think that works. Let's see here. Gafford and PJ, if I were to just put them in. Yeah, I got to somehow cut $17 million more from Dallas. So
Clay.
I throw in Clay. And then, I still need another 2.5. So then I got
stupid. That's why I hate the NBA salary cap.
Omax Prosper. Okay, if I throw it. So Clay Thompson, PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, Omax Prosper.
See, that's a big no. You just gutted your entire team.
But that's how you got to make the financials work.
I know. And then number three is a three-way. Love a good three-way.
Hey.
Mavs get Giannis. The Bucks get Max Christie, Gafford, Caleb, and some picks from New Orleans. New Orleans gets Derek Lively and the Mavs 2031-1.
Yeah, financially, again, I don't know that one's going to work. But, I mean, return-wise, maybe it does something for you.
Yeah.
Now, I was looking at yesterday. So, I was playing along with the trade machine, too. So, these ones I already know work. Okay.
Yeah.
But these are different trades to get Giannis to Dallas, which it's not happening. And we'll tell you why that's not happening here in just a sec. Or Tim McMahon will tell you why it's not happening here in just a sec. Let's incorporate Phoenix first. Okay.
Okay.
Because you got to get a three-way going, as has been pointed out by Bobby Marks. Giannis goes to Dallas. Okay. So let's say you then send Devin Booker from Phoenix and Omax Prosper along with 2 firsts to Milwaukee. And then Phoenix gets Klay Thompson, PJ, Najee Marshall, Derek Lively, and the number one pick.
See, well, I why would Milwaukee do this deal for anybody but Cooper Flagg?
Milwaukee gets Devin Booker in 2 firsts. That's something to build with.
Yeah, it is. I just, like, to me, you can't gut your franchise. That's why this whole thing.
But if Giannis wants out, Giannis wants out.
Yeah, if Giannis wants out, he wants out. But if you're the Mavericks, you can't gut your franchise to get the one player. We've seen that not work.
Well, let's gut it again. Let's do this. Let's do it with Memphis this time.
Okay.
So Giannis to Dallas. Memphis gets PJ Washington, Caleb Martin, Max Christie, Jaden Hardy, and the number one pick. Because Milwaukee's going to get those 2 firsts, Klay Thompson and Ja Morant.
Well, now that's... I'll tell you, man, that grindhouse, if they got all those guys, those are some nasty players. They'd bring back the old grindhouse. So that's interesting. Look, it's interesting trade fodder, but it's not going to happen, and it should not happen because we do not want that.
Nope, we got Cooper Flagg.
We
that's
got Cooper
happening.
Flagg. If it was Flagg for Giannis and you wanted to go down that road, I can maybe be talked into that. But it's not going to happen, Peyton. It's not going to happen, Pepe, because Tim McMahon came to the rescue and told us that this lunacy will not happen.
Yeah, and I understand that there's going to be speculation about Giannis. This type of historically dominant player potentially being available on the trade market. What I can tell you is Patrick Dumont, the governor of the Dallas Mavericks, recognizes the gift horse that was delivered this franchise that, frankly, after the Luka Doncic trade, had massive business concerns, had significant long-term concerns with him owing the picks from 27 to 30, either outright or via swaps. He recognizes just how much Cooper Flagg would help mitigate those concerns. Again, it's a gift horse. The Mavericks are not going to look in the mouth. The Dallas Mavericks will be picking Cooper Flagg with the number one overall pick.
All right, good. Get it done. I do like this, by the way. This is I saw somebody tagged old Kirk Henderson from Mavs Moneyball. Tagged him in Yahoo's first initial coverage of this report from Tim McMahon. I just got to turn it around and show you. They fixed it now. But it says, per McMahon, Mavs Governor Patrick Dumont believes the opportunity to draft Flagg is, quote, a gift. And while General Manager Nico Harrison runs basketball operations, McMahon will make the final call. So Yahoo had the little typo in there that made it sound like Tim McMahon's actually pulling the strings over there with the Dallas Mavericks now.
But it really will be...
It's Dumont. Dumont's apparently saying, I'm calling the shots here. At which we talked about this yesterday. If they pick Cooper Flagg, that to me says there's at least a little bit of a power check on Nico Harrison right now. Because I can't think of anything Nico would want to do with that pick more than trade it for a veteran.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I tend to agree with that.
When he celebrated that, by the way, do you think he did that thinking, ooh, I'm about to go get Giannis? Or do you think he did that just being happy about the pick, knowing, hey, they're not going to let me do what I want, but...
I have options.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's thinking about it like he has options.
That was a celebration of... my neck might have just been saved. I might not get killed.
Yeah. No, that's a big deal. That's exactly what that is. That is my neck might have been saved.
Yeah, which is worth dancing, jumping up and running around and doing everything he
did. I don't know that he could still walk into the arena, into his seats yet.
Oh, yeah. No, he's never going to be forgiven for what he did. I don't care what happens. Right. Nobody's going to give him credit for Cooper Flagg because he shouldn't. It's a fluke.
Right.
It is a historical mistake, or not even a historical mistake. I got to say.
It's a historical mistake.
I got to find this audio. I'll send it to you. I saw it yesterday on TikTok. I needed to save it. Dwayne Wade was doing a interview with some podcast, and he got asked, hey, so is this a setup? And, boy, the number of players just openly saying this was completely orchestrated by the NBA is insane. And Dwayne Wade goes, look, guys, I think competition's fun, things like that, but at the end of the day, everybody's got to remember this is a business. And people are going to do things that are in the best interests of their business. And like was basically just say like, yeah, look, the NBA did this because they had to and did it without any sort of a smirk. Did it dead serious.
And like, you know, and this the players in the league are telling you that it's kind of all fake. The players, LeBron has mentioned it. Wade has meant they're telling you this thing is all kind of the wink wink around the sport is that it's just kind of all set up. That we know that the lottery, sometimes a lottery is probably real. And then sometimes when it's like this, it's not. And you can sit there and you can have all the media members like Chris Mannix or, you know, even Coop saying like that's not, you could watch the lottery. You don't know what you're watching. You're watching balls pop up that have no meaning other than to the Ernst & Young guy or whoever he's with. They don't mean anything.
Yeah. And that's the aspect.
You cannot watch the draft lottery and then figure out who's getting the number one pick. Can you? Or can you? I don't think you can.
No, I can't. I'm sure others can. I'm too stupid to do it. But yeah, I'm sure others might be able to. But yeah, it's the... I can look at it and also not know what I'm talking about. It's like whenever anybody says... It's a little bit like whenever I hear people talk about something that they saw with football. And I'm like, that's an awful take, or that's just flat out wrong. And they'll say, I watched the tape. It's like, great. Like, you know, I got plenty of, you know.
Do you know what you're watching?
I got plenty of things in my house that I don't know how to use. Mainly like household tools that my wife does to like knows to make repairs around the home and things like that. That's the thing that you can look at it. That's fine. I like Tim Bontemps. I'm not mocking Tim Bontemps here. But when Tim Bontemps is like, I've been in there. I've seen it. Seen what, though? What did you see? What do you know that you saw?
Yeah. There's a dozen of those little balls, or 14 balls, popping up. They have to have the right number combination. You don't know what the number combination
is. Dude, this solidified it. This is the slam dunk, new, probably most widely believed conspiracy theory in sports.
So this gives us an opportunity. So Bulls fans yesterday were like, oh, we lost the coin flip. That's how we lost the number one pick. No, you didn't. And the coin flip had nothing to do with it. You could have won the coin flip. You weren't getting the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
The Mavs were always getting it. But it gives us an opportunity to play some great audio. Do you remember this clip from Jim Rome with David Stern?
Oh, David Stern. I was going to say, is this one where he told Jim Everett, called him Chris?
No. This is from like 2014 after the Pelicans got the number one pick or whatever. And Rome had Stern on, and Stern gave... We used to play this drop all the time. All the time. It's a great all-time drop. Maybe I'm overselling it. I don't know. This is Stern on Jim Rome talking about the lottery being fixed.
you know, New Orleans won the draft lottery, which of course produced the usual round of speculation that maybe the lottery was fixed. I know that you appreciate a good conspiracy theory as much as the next guy. Was the fix in for the lottery?
You know, I have two answers for that. I'll give you the easy one. No, and a statement. Shame on you for asking.
You know, I understand why you would say that to me, and I wanted to preface it by saying it respectfully. I think it's my job to ask because I think people wonder.
No, it's ridiculous, but that's okay.
I know that you think it's ridiculous, but I don't think the question is ridiculous because I know people think that.
Stop beating
I'm
your
not
wife
saying
yet?
I'm not saying that I do, but I think it's my job to ask you that.
Have you stopped beating your wife yet?
Yeah, I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if that's fair.
Why is that?
Because I think that there, and I know you read your emails, and I'm sure you follow things virally and on Twitter. People really do think it, whether it's fair or not.
Well, they think it because people.
You don't think the question's fair to ask if your fans think it?
Silly questions. I expect it to be written about, and you know, I commented last night at my presser that there was one guy who I won't dignify by naming says, I have no reason to know anything, and I don't know anything, but I tell you, I believe it's fixed. Okay, that's good. Why is that?
That's a commissioner.
That is
the greatest commissioner in the history of sports. I will love David Stern for. I forgot about that. Yeah, as soon as you played it, I was like, oh, yes. Okay, I remember this now. This is Stern was. Can you think of a greater contrast in terms of just I'm in control than David Stern versus Adam Silver?
Yeah, I don't know if that's fair.
Yeah.
Stern is... God, I miss that guy.
Oh, man.
Holy cow, he was great. Stern was fantastic. There's a story. I need to find the specifics of it because I don't want to tell it incorrectly. But we've got a... There's a hilarious story about David Stern just sunning one of the owners in a league meeting one time that I need to find, and we'll retell. Hopefully, we'll tell it at 7 if I can find it. That just is one of the greatest stories I've ever. It's similar to that of just, hey, have you stopped beating your wife yet?
It's just amazing. Just amazing.
What a legend David Stern was.
Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, a little NFL schedule release, more leaks. Maybe more leaks.
We're
It's coming tonight, though, right?
It is.
The official schedule release will be out tonight. We'll give you the latest leaks. Coming up next here on Sean and RJ 105 through the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Wednesday, so we will chop it up in 1 hour from now. We also have the most electrifying man in DFW sports radio at 7 o'clock.
Dallas on the Stars
big 3-1 victory in game 4 over loser peg and loser buck.
Okay, so there have been people on the fan text saying they like it. They like what you're saying with the loser peg, but they're saying you need to say loser. So, like, lose a peg instead of win. Like, because it's Winnipeg, they're saying it needs to be lose
Winnie
a peg. Pay.
Winnie peg. Winnie.
Nobody says Winnie peg.
I know. It's not even Winnie.
But it's win, yeah. Lose a peg.
Lose a peg.
Lose a peg does kind
Listen,
of flow.
Listen, I wanted my initial hashtag. I couldn't even. I felt like I couldn't even use it.
Well, you want to say what it was?
Well, I don't feel like it's not really a bad thing. It's a little.
I mean, I think you can.
It's adult.
It's not cool, guys.
It's related. No. It's related to that third syllable.
It's related to the last three letters of Winnipeg's name. And, you know, I thought it was a little bit, it's not, I don't know.
That's fine.
It's not cruel. It's not cruel. It's just
a little cheeky.
A little cheeky.
A
little cheeky. NFL schedule release is today. I got to be honest. Like, I like the NFL. I like the leaks. The leaks I'm really into.
Sean was complaining about that yesterday. I couldn't figure out what. Like, I like the leaks.
I like the leaks. I think the leaks are good. The leaks are fun. I'll tell you this. I have no idea what time it is on tonight. 7 o'clock, I'm sure. NFL Network, whatever. This is not something I need to sit in front of the TV and watch. It's no. Like, I'll see it. I'll go to the website tomorrow morning, and I'll see. Oh, okay, they're playing there. When NFL free agency happens, that noon or whatever, I don't sit in front of my TV because, like, it's not a game. I don't have to, like, follow along to see the kind of the flow.
Yeah, I mentioned this yesterday.
It's just there. It's like, okay, they sign.
I mentioned this yesterday a little bit. The NFL has been really good about identifying areas of interest, turning them into consumable programming, and getting people to eat it up. Whether that's the combine or the NFL draft and everything else that they've done over the years. Shoot, we were talking about this when we went out to Indy. Like, this is just the subtle business genius, if you want, like, behind the scenes on how some of this stuff operates. This is the subtle business genius of the NFL. We go to Indianapolis, right? And years ago, the combine wasn't covered at all. Mm-hmm. Now it's covered. And when we went out there this year, you were a little surprised, I think, just how many different people were actually out there covering it on Radio Row now.
Yeah.
It's not Super Bowl, but there's a decent amount of outlets that actually go and cover it now. And when we were getting set up, we were getting all our technical stuff situated behind the scenes. And one of the things we have to do is we got to get, like, you know, a line and different things like that. And those can cost serious amounts of money. And so, like, when we reached out and said, hey, we're coming there. How do we coordinate? How do we get this? Mm-hmm. And we were told by the convention center, it's on the NFL.
Yep.
The NFL is covering a line for
everyone. Yeah, they are.
Oh, that's the NFL knowing.
They're smart.
So they're smart with this, but this is the area where they've fallen short.
Well,
they've wanted to make this a thing, and I don't think anybody cares.
Breaking news.
Oh, boy.
We have the Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game.
Oh, baby. Okay. Which conference?
That would give it away.
It would?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then we're going to say.
Well, actually, it wouldn't give it away, but yes, it might.
Okay. I'm going to say that it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. Is it?
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes coming home, baby. Yep. Who's reporting it?
That would be Adam Schefter.
God, what a way to ruin Thanksgiving.
Man. Yeah, you know, I said the same thing the other day about, you know, using the Cowboys on that Thursday night. You don't need to use the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football for the opener. that's going to draw a big number anyway. You should put the Raiders. Do we go to the Raiders or they come here? Whichever AFC West team comes, make the Raiders your Thanksgiving night.
So the Raiders, we're going to the Raiders because the Raiders were here at AT&T Stadium.
All right, so scratch that. But you get what I'm saying? Like, use a bad game on Thanksgiving. Everyone's watching it anyway.
Well, yeah, your options were because it was gonna be an AFC. So your options were what? Kansas City and then Denver
Chargers. Yeah, use the Chargers. But either way, it's gonna be great. It won't be great if you know we get stuffed like a turkey.
Here's what's gotta happen though. If you've got Patrick Mahomes coming home for Thanksgiving, and they'll certainly cover that angle, and it's already Dallas here. Now you have to really come through with a Texas artist for the halftime show, don't you?
Yeah, you probably do.
Sounds like a posty show to me.
It sounds great. Great idea to me.
Sounds like a posty Thanksgiving.
Is he available?
I mean, a lot of people are busy on Thanksgiving, but I'm sure if you give him enough notice.
Like, does he have a concert already scheduled?
I don't know. He's on a world tour right now.
Yeah. So there you go.
That can either make for a really satisfying Thanksgiving, like you said. You're going to expect to lose that one. I would guess just looking at it blindly. But, hey, if you win that, then Thanksgiving's all the better. I will say, Chop, some of these schedule releases that we've gotten so far, we had talked about yesterday that we got the Saturday double headers for Week 16 on Fox,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't sound that big a deal. It's Eagles Commanders. It's Packers versus Bears. Okay. A couple of division games. Historic rivalry in the case of Packers Bears. Eagles Commanders was wildly entertaining last year. What's interesting about this, Chop, is this is the slate of games the NFL has decided to put directly across from the first round of games of the CFP. These are the on-campus games. Two on-campus games are going to be going up directly against what the NFL has decided are, all right, we're putting division games up against you guys.
Last year, they were big games. Last year, it was like Ravens... And Chargers or something.
And last year they split it though. And they split this. These are both on Fox too. So this is like a Fox Direct, like we're going head to head against what CFP is throwing out there.
So last year, I don't remember what channel they were on last year, but I do know that this was the time where the CFP took the two college games that were during the day. So it was Penn State SMU and then Texas Clemson. And remember, they moved them to TNT
mm-hmm.
because ABC was going to have the games. They didn't want to go against the NFL. And then the night game was Ohio State-Tennessee, and they got back on ABC. But they moved those two games. They basically farmed them out to TNT because ABC is like, you know what? We're a partner of the NFL. We're not going to go against it. So that's the same thing is going to happen this year. I don't know if TNT gets it. I don't know what happens.
Houston, Kansas City was the other game. It was Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Houston, Kansas City.
Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Okay.
But, I mean, you're talking about this is the NFL basically just the NFL's peeing on their territory here.
They're dug in. And you know what? Like, I love college football. I'm a much bigger college football fan than I am an NFL fan. I shouldn't say that. Like, I find college football to be more enjoyable.
Those were not enjoyable games.
They were not enjoyable games. But I will say this. You do not want to go and get into a tinkling match with the NFL. Like, you just don't. The NFL was stunned. From all reports, they were stunned that college football did this again. Because the NFL has always had a policy. We will stay away from Saturday until after the Army-Navy game, and then we're going to start doing Saturday games.
Mm-hmm.
So, Week 16. You know, so the NFL basically says we've had claim to this day longer than you have. And they have. But now that the college football is doing this, the NFL is like, well, that's our turf. Now you're encroaching on our turf, and now we're a little bit upset. Does the one thing the NFL is not going to do, though, I don't believe they're going to go any further back because they don't want the PR hit, I don't think, of going up against Army-Navy.
Man... Maybe not, but the NFL seems pretty confident in their swing. Not just that. They feel very confident in their ability to, hey, we will weather whatever.
Yes, they will.
We are not We are not somebody who has to worry about optics or anything else. We will just do what we want. But this is, to me, the NFL saying, this is a shot of, we're competitors.
Yeah, dude, just play.
You are not our farm system. Like that's part of it. And for a long time, we've had a respect of just, hey,
that's our, yeah, you guys stay over there. We'll stay over here.
That's now we're feeding our league.
Yeah.
This is our feeder league.
College football, just move the games to Tuesday, Wednesday. You already have 3 weeks between the end of the regular season for a lot of these teams, or at least 2 weeks, so you have a bye. There's plenty of time. Play them on Tuesday, Wednesday. Don't worry about it. Don't encroach on Thursday night football, or you want to play Wednesday, Friday, do that. I don't know.
Are they still in school, though, at that time? I wonder if that...
Who cares?
Well, I agree with you. What? I'm just saying, though.
Who cares?
Like, these guys don't go to class anyways.
No, but. They're not. By that...
I mean, that's 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah, by that late of December, they're probably not in school anymore. But again, these kids aren't playing school.
Man, I just...
And if it's an on-campus game, wouldn't you want it earlier when the students are in on campus?
I mean, historically, look, the NFL is showing all sorts of ways that they're checking everybody now because they're going up against college football now. Recent years, they finally decided, you know what, we are taking Friday nights, which historically, that has been a legitimate, like that's not just, oh, they haven't played on Fridays. That just happens to be a coincidence. They have not done that intentionally as a respect for high school football in America.
Right.
And they don't care about it anymore. They did that last year with Packers and Eagles.
Yeah,
they put
don't
it
care.
Right up against
they
high school
care.
Football.
They
and you know what I did? Care. I went and watched high school football. That's what I did last year. I was not watching Eagles. And
do you remember the game?
I think it was Southlake. I know it was Southlake, and I can't remember who Southlake was playing. But yeah, I was watching Southlake last year.
Speaking of the Eagles, they opened up as a 7-point favorite over the Cowboys in week one.
Seven?
It's down to 6.5. It's going to go up. It's not down to 6.5, I should say. I got it at 6.5. It's going to go up. If you are a Cowboy bettor and you think the Cowboys are going to cover, I would not bet it today. It's going to get to 9.
That, dude.
It's going to get to 8 or 9.
Man, I would think most of the opening line bets would be, what have you said, between 4 and 6 shows they don't know what it is?
Yeah.
I would think they would have thrown between 4 and 6. A full touchdown. That's...
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, but like all the sharps are already hitting Philly. They're already hitting Philly at the 6.5 or 7. So I'd be interested to see where the early money is, like officially, but everybody I've talked to is hitting Philly at the 7. Opening night, energy, banner, all that crap. New coach for the Cowboys.
New offensive coordinator for the Eagles.
Yes, new O-line for the Cowboys. You got to work in Pickens. So how healthy is Dak? You know, a lot of things we don't know right now. So I could see why. But they expected to go up, I think. So if you wanted, because if you wanted to bet Philly at the 6.5, you had to lay juice. You had to lay more than 110. You had to lay 115. So they think that is the favorite. A little schedule release talk here on 105.3 The Fan. It is Sean and RJ. Sean's out. He is sick today. Maybe back tomorrow.
I bet he's back.
You think so?
Yeah.
He needs a long sleep. He needs to get some Sudafed, man. Really clean that out. I keep telling him, get the Sudafed. It'll dry you up.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants, like, completely dried out. Like, I think he wants it. I think that's
it'll
part
just
of the problem.
Unstuff. It'll unstuff.
You know, I don't know. We'll talk about this. Next time we bring up Sean, I'll tell you what a doctor told me previously about Sudafed and why they wouldn't take it ever.
Well, I don't know. I'll take it.
Well, I'll explain
it
to you then.
Don't take it with alcohol, right?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do. The most electrifying man in DFW Sports Talk Radio with arguably one of the 5 worst hats I've ever seen in my life. He, Jake Rietma, in studio
Dallas.
Next. Talk about Stars and the Jets.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.